Gabby, were you a long sleeve or no sleeve guy in the cold when you played?
I was a no sleeve. I was a no sleeve except for one time. I ran in, I put everything I could on. So Detroit here was a very cold game. So I went out and all of us linemen went out with no sleeves, and we all ran back in and put sleeves on, and there was only one guy who did not have sleeves on. That was Sterling Sharp. So that was a cold day. I can't remember which game it was, but it was very cold.
93, I think. Is that right? I think so.
Is any part of Lane Taylor's play surprised you? I mean, obviously, you've been around with him for a few years before he stepped in the starting role, but has anything stood out that it's surprised you that he's done so well?
No, not really. I mean, he works really hard, and he, you know, works, you know, outside of here, keeps his, you know, his body in good shape and matured. And he's doing the things that you see a player develop into, and just keeps improving. So he's doing well.
When you stick a younger guy in there, is there any trepidation at first? I mean, I'm thinking back to September. Is there any part of you that, at least a little bit concerned that he can keep up the established level of play?
I mean, there's always a, I guess, a validity point, but obviously you feel good about someone going in there and playing. And like I've always said, that there's a job requirement for each position, and certainly if, you know, we wouldn't put him in there to think that he couldn't fulfill that requirement. But there's always a validation period, I'm sure, you go through with players, and you see him do it, and those type of things are ultimately, those things are important. But really, for me, it's if you make a mistake, can you correct it the next time that situation happens or something like it? And that tells you that the guy's advancing, in my opinion. So, there's you know, that's, I guess, my answer to that. Did I answer your question or screw that one up? I screw up a lot of your questions. You know that, don't you?
Of the trade for Corey to ensure a good center snap exchange in that kind of weather?
I'm not telling you that.
Really? It's not scheme.
You just said tricks and trade.
It's not. What's the key for him to, what just, does he have to do?
Yeah, just put that ball right where it needs to be. That's the key.
Is it tricky in weather like that? Is that overblown?
He's going to put that ball right where it needs to be. He'll be just fine. I'm not going to talk about the snaps. Can't do the snaps. I was a former center, you know, not jinxing the snaps.
What are some of the areas where you see David's athleticism really show up at that left tackle spot?
I think, you know, I mean, in a lot of areas. I mean, but one thing that was probably something that, you know, he's gained weight and since he's been here, and he's increased his speed. I mean, he's very fast in the open field and does a really good job with that. Of course, he would tell you that he could beat J.C. Treader in a 40, but they'll never race. But I think J.C. could still beat him. Mm-hmm. He could beat him anytime.
James, I know we've talked a lot of times about T.J.'s toughness, but what did you think that said about him to be able to get back on the field as quickly as he did and play the way he did?
Oh, it's, I mean, it's T.J. I mean, he, like I've said before, he cares deeply about his team. He wants to win. he'll do everything he can to play, and it's a tribute to him, and he made it through fine. I mean, he was in some pain there, I'm sure, but certainly, though, he's played a lot of football and knows how to work around things and so forth, but, you know, having TJ back for the game was a plus, obviously.